Good morning. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 11 a.m. Central Daylight Time update on Hurricane Harvey. Harvey continues to move closer to the middle Texas coast. It's right near major hurricane strength. Maximum sustained winds are 110 miles an hour. Right now, Harvey's about 100 miles southeast of Corpus Christi, Texas, moving toward the northwest at about 10 miles per hour. Right now, we're seeing the first outer rain bands from Harvey begin to impact the middle Texas coast. We're seeing tropical storm force wind gusts in the last hour, a 48 mile per hour wind gust at the Corpus Christi Naval Air Station. We're also beginning to see water levels rise along the Texas coast with 1 to 2 feet of inundation already at Corpus Christi and Port Aransas. As Harvey continues to move off to the northwest, we're going to see storm surge increase. We have a storm surge warning in effect for much of the Texas coast. In particular, the area from just north of the Padre Island National Seashore to Sargent, Texas, that's where we're expecting 6 to 12 feet of life-threatening storm surge inundation. That's inundation that's twice as high as me, potentially. 12 feet deep in water, water on roads and in buildings right along the coast in this area. That means there's life-threatening storm surge expected. And anyone who's in those areas who's been asked to evacuate should please try to do so in these last few hours before the conditions deteriorate even further. We're expecting Harvey to move off to the northwest and then basically stall out along the Texas coast. So that core of those major hurricane winds, we're expecting Harvey to reach major hurricane strength. They're going to move inland in that hurricane warning area. And then Harvey's basically going to meander over the southeast Texas coastline all the way through the middle portions of next week. And that's going to lead to our third life-threatening hazard from Harvey, which is catastrophic flooding from heavy rainfall. We're going to see 15 to 25 inches of rain over a huge area of southeast Texas, southwestern Louisiana, including the Houston, Galveston metro area, the Corpus Christi metro area. We could see isolated areas receiving up to 35 inches of rain as we go through the next several days. Folks, that's 3 feet of rain. So we're going to see catastrophic flooding from both storm surge along the coast and at the coast and well inland from the rainfall. So again, Harvey is approaching the Texas coast as a very dangerous hurricane. Conditions are going to continue to deteriorate along the middle Texas coast as we go through the afternoon and evening hours with expected landfall overnight tonight. So please finish your preparations now and stay tuned for further updates on Harvey. I'm Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 11 a.m. Central Daylight Time update on Harvey.